The ring. Is it not a strange fate that we should suffer so much fear and doubt for so small a thing? So small a thing. And I've seen it only for an instant in the House of Elrond. Could I not have a sight of it again?
It is best that it should lie hidden.
Oh, as you wish. I care not. Yet may I not even speak of it. The world is changing, you say. Minas Tirith will fall if the ring lasts. But why? Why, if it were with us?
Were you not at the council, Boromir? Because we cannot use it, and what is done with it turns to evil.
So they have told you, Gandalf, Elrond, and the rest. But we of Minas Tirith are not elves or dwarves, we are men. We do not desire the powers of wizard lords, only strength to defend ourselves, strength in a just cause. In our need, chance brings to light the ring of power. It is mad not to use it, to use the power of the enemy against him. What could not a warrior do in this hour, a great leader? The ring would give me power of command. How I would drive the hosts of Mordor, and all men would flock to my banner. Surely you see it, my friend. You say that you are afraid. If it is so, the boldest should pardon you. But is it not really your good sense that revolts?
No, I am afraid, simply afraid. But I am glad to have heard you speak so fully, Boromir. My mind is clearer now.
Then you'll come to Minas Tirith?
You misunderstand me.
Will you not at least let me make trial of my plan?
No.
Lend me the ring.
No, the council laid it upon me to bear it.
If any mortals have claim to the ring, it is the men of Numenor and not halflings. It is not yours, save by unhappy chance. It might have been mine. It should be mine. Give it to me.
No, Boromir!
Why not be free of it? You can lay the blame on me if you will. You can say that I was too strong and took it by force. For I am too strong for you, halfling! Where are you? Where have you gone? Miserable trickster! Let me get my hands on you. Now I see your mind. You will take the ring to Sauron and sell us all. Curse you and all halflings to death and darkness! What have I said? What have I done? Frodo, a madness took me, but it has passed. Frodo! Frodo, come back! Come back! Come back! Come back! Come back!
I will do now what I must. This at least is plain. The evil of the ring is already at work, even in the company, and the ring must leave them before it does more harm. I will go alone. Some I cannot trust, and those I can trust are too dear to me. I will go alone. At once.
Boromir, where have you been? Have you seen Frodo?
Yes and no. Yes. I found him somewhere up the hill and spoke to him. I urged him to come to Minas Tirith and not to go east. I grew angry and he left me. He vanished. I've never seen such a thing happen before, though I've heard of it in tales. He must have put the ring on. I thought he would return to you.
Is that all you have to say?
Yes. I will say no more yet.
Boromir. How long is it since you saw Frodo?
Half an hour, maybe, or it might be an hour. I've wandered for some time since. I do not know. I do not know!
An hour since he vanished? Where is he?
We must find him at once. Frodo! Frodo! Frodo!
Wait a minute! Frodo! Come back! We shall all be scattered and lost! Boromir, I do not know what part you have played in this mischief, but help now. Go after those two young hobbits and guard them at the least. Even if you cannot find Frodo, I shall return soon. Sam,
sir.
Follow me and keep your eyes open.
Yes, sir.
Frodo! Frodo!
Mr. Frodo! Mr. Frodo! Mr. Frodo, sir? Mr. Frodo? Mr. Frodo? Mr. Frodo?
Oh, no, steady, Sam Gendry. Your legs are too short, so use your head. Where can he have gone? Well, he can't fly across rivers, and he can't jump waterfalls. He's got to get back to the boat. Back to the boats. Back to the boat, Sam. Like lightning. What's that boat doing? Sliding down the bank all by itself? Oh, it's Mr. Frodo. He's put the ring on. I'm coming, Mr. Frodo. I'm coming. Help! Help, Mr. Frodo. I can't swim.
You can't, Sam, my life. Take my hand. Come on.
I can't see your hand. Save me, Mr. Frodo, I'm drowning!
Hold on, Sam. Hold on to the boat! I'll paddle it back to the bank. Hold on. There. Now, can you touch the bottom?
Oh, thank you kindly, Mr. Frodo.
Up there.
Sam.
Of all the confounded nuisances, you are the worst. If it hadn't been for you, I would have been safely on my way.
Safely? All alone? Without me to help you? I couldn't have borne it. It would have been the death of me.
It would be the death of you to come with me, Sam. And I could not bear that. I am going to Mordor.
Well, I know that well enough, Mr. Frodo. Of course you are. I'm coming with you. Or neither of us is going. I'll knock holes in all the boats first.
Well, leave one. We'll need it. Ha! But you can't come like this without your gear or your food or anything.
Oh, just you hold on a minute. I'll get my stuff.
Oh,
Sam. I thought we should be off today. And you know what? I've remembered what? This time, Mr. Poe. Rope. Slender elven rope from Lothlorien.
Well, Sam, it is plain that we were meant to go together. And we will go. And may the others find a safe road. Strider will look after them. I don't suppose we shall see them again.
Yet we may, Mr. Frodo. We may.
Frodo! Frodo! Frodo, where are you? Frodo! Frodo! Frodo, where are you?
Look! There's something through the trees over there. Is that him? Frodo? Orcs! Help! Help!
You can throw those little daggers away, my tinies. We're not going to fight you.
Then you shall fight me!
Faramir!
Get behind me, both of you!
Oh, they're coming out of the trees! There are dozens of them! Sound your horn, Faramir! Warn the others!
In episode 5 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, Aragorn by Robert Stevens, and Gollum by Peter Woodthorpe. Boromir, Michael Graham Cox. Sam, William Nye. Merry, Richard O'Callaghan. Pippin, John McAndrew. Legolas, David Collings. Gimli, Douglas Livingstone. Galadriel, Marion Diamond. Celeborn, Simon Cadell. Haldir, Hayden Wood. With Graham Faulkner, David McAllister, Martin Reed, Christopher Scott, Michael Spice, and John Webb. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The singer was David James. The director was Penny Lester.